This is KUT. The Texas GOP made headlines when it included an endorsement of something called reparative therapy in its party platform. Supporters say the therapy can cure people of being gay, but the practice is extremely controversial, unaccredited, and banned for minors in a couple of states. KUT's Ben Philpott reports on just what the treatment includes.
If you've paid any attention to this topic over the last couple of weeks, you've seen dozens of stories and even a segment on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart talking about what reparative therapy is. The descriptions often mention aversion therapies aimed at pairing homosexual feelings with something unwanted or painful, like electric shock.
It's stuff that's cherry-picked from that is used to put great fear into people and great blame on people because it doesn't fit with their agenda. And I think that's, there are other things, but I think that's one of the main reasons.
That's David Pickup. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist in the Dallas area. And yes, he provides reparative therapy. Pickup is a member of the National Association of Research and Therapy of Homosexuality, or NARTH. The group's executive director, David Pruden, says reparative therapy is no different than any other therapies.
People seek counseling. They go to a therapist because something is distressing them.
But he says what therapists in his organization provide to a client is the belief that people can change their sexual orientation.
Therapists that I work with and we work with here at NARTH are simply therapists who are willing to acknowledge the belief that people's homosexual feelings are in some cases unwanted and unwelcome in their lives.
Those opposed to reparative therapy say that's missing the underlying point. Jeff Lutz is a licensed professional counselor in Austin. He also put together conferences in 2007 and 2009 for people who've gone through reparative therapy or ex-gay ministries, which are accused of pushing a pray away the gay strategy.
Gay people don't come to a therapist and say, just internally, I don't feel right and I'm unhappy being gay. It's always rooted in lack of acceptance, rejection by church and family.
Lutz says no matter what method the therapy uses, it's still damaging because it pushes the idea that being normal means being heterosexual, which he says can lead to more depression and even suicidal thoughts when the therapy isn't successful.
Without that problem, there is no reparative therapy. It's the underlying belief that one needs to be or should be straight that is really the root of the problem.
David Pruden from NARTH says that's not what he believes. While he does believe people can change their sexual orientation, that doesn't mean everybody should.
And so, yeah, a lot of people who walk through the door and say, gee, I want to get rid of these homosexual attractions, may decide after a few months of working through some of their anxieties and worries and other things that, frankly, they're very happy being gay and that that's maybe what they really want to do. And that would be just as successful an outcome as a person who might make a different decision.
But there it is again, the belief that being gay is a decision. It's a belief now officially supported by the Republican Party of Texas, and it was embraced last week by Governor Rick Perry at an event in California where he compared being gay to alcoholism, a statement Pruden agrees with.
And he was saying, yeah, I don't know why a person's an alcoholic. I don't know why a person's a homosexual. But we all have the ability to choose and to work with and to seek help with those issues and those concerns in our life. And I think he's dead right. I think he's exactly right.
Pruden also thinks the Republican Party of Texas was right to endorse the therapy, as groups opposing it have been pushing laws banning the therapy for minors. Dallas therapist David Pickup says similar legislation is expected in the 2015 Texas legislative session. He says the ban doesn't protect a child from harmful therapy. It instead prevents a child who has been sexually abused and may have begun having homosexual feelings from that abuse from getting help.
I have to actually literally tell him, sorry, I can't help you, maybe when you're 18, and we can work on those homosexual desires. In my opinion, that is emotionally and sexually abusive.
Would a conservative Texas legislature pass such a ban? If Republicans sweep this November's elections, maybe not. But the GOP state party chairman said this week he personally doesn't agree with the platform plank, and that just because it made it in the party platform doesn't mean a majority of Republicans agree. But then again, isn't that what a party platform is supposed to mean? Ben Philpott, KUT News.